This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A few months ago, a big warehouse in New Jersey burnt down. It made national news because the local fire chief partly blamed solar panels for a delay in putting the fire out. Marketplace's Sarah Gardner caught up with a firefighter who wants to make sure that solar panels remain a force for good.
Firefighters, solar panels? I might have figured I'd have to scale something.
Okay.
You're going to make me climb that ladder, huh?
Okay. Okay. Here we go.
I end up on the rooftop of a car dealership in San Jose, California. My guide is Matt Pace, an 18-year veteran of the city's fire department. Pace's first job out of high school was soldering at a solar panel factory. He's got a degree in solar technology. He's got solar panels on his house, so he's a big fan of solar panels. But Pace says he realized early on they could be a curse to firefighters.
One of the tactics that firefighters frequently perform when there's a fire in a building is cutting a hole in the roof to let out the hottest gases and smoke.
You see where this is going, right?
As you can see in the building we're on, the solar array covers a large portion of the roof. So as firefighters started to look at this, they started to be concerned about, are they going to have access to cut those holes anymore?
This rooftop has plenty of space for that, but Pace says some homeowners cram as many solar panels on a roof as they can.
There are some buildings here that have more solar than they probably should.
Too much solar? Ouch. Solar companies want to sell as many panels as they can, of course, but they also have a vested interest in making rooftops safe. Pace trains firefighters nationally in solar safety, and he tells them the panels can pose shock and trip hazards as well. Ken Johnson at the Solar Energy Industries Association doesn't dispute that, but he says his group is working more closely with fire departments to make sure they don't reflexively fear firefighting at solar-powered buildings.
There are improvements that are going to be made in solar technology that will make it easier for firefighters to fight fires in the future. But firefighters also need to have a basic understanding of how solar works.
In the meantime, there's always negotiation. Officials in Boulder, Colorado, were all set to adopt stricter rules for rooftop installation, but solar companies protested they'd cut their sales in half. In the end, they struck a compromise. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.